And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 29th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of Bronson Alcott, 1799, and also the birthday of his daughter, Louisa May Alcott, 1832. The father, a transcendentalist philosopher, the daughter, the author of Little Women. Bronson Alcott founded a commune, it's called Fruitlands, became a vegan before there even was that word. But Fruitlands failed miserably, and Alcott got by on loans from others, including his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson. But the Alcotts were often without money. And when she was 15, Louisa said, "I will do something by and by, don't care what, anything to help the family, and I'll be rich and famous and happy before I die." Her first literary success was Little Women, and the money she made provided her father with his first financial security. But what she really loved was writing lurid Gothic romances under the pen name A.M. Barnard. Bronson Alcott died March 4th, 1888. A few days before, he had told his daughter, "I am going up, come with me." She said, "I wish I could," and as it turned out, she died just 2 days later of a stroke at the age of 55. It's the birthday of the novelist C.S. Lewis, born Belfast, Ireland, 1898. Clive Staples Lewis became an atheist after he fought on the front lines in France during World War I. Studied at Oxford, became a professor there, where he became friends with J.R.R. Tolkien, and together the two of them formed the Icelandic Society. They were very interested in language and in mythology. Lewis converted to theism in 1929. He said he felt God's presence in his room each night. And 2 years later, after a long walk along the river with Tolkien discussing Christianity and myth, Lewis officially converted to Christianity. He was riding on a motorcycle with his brother, heading for the zoo, and he said, "When we set out, I did not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and when we reached the zoo, I did." C.S. Lewis was one of the first to hear J.R.R. Tolkien reading The Lord of the Rings out loud at their club called The Inklings, which met each week around midday one day at the Eagle and Child pub in Oxford, and where they read from their work. One day Lewis sat down to write a story for his goddaughter, Lucy, which turned into The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which he followed with six sequels, known collectively as The Chronicles of Narnia. Here's a poem for today by John Martin, Bear in Mind. A bear is chasing me through a meadow, and I'm running as fast as I can, but he's gaining on me. It seems he's always gaining on me. I'm running and running, but also thinking I should just turn around and say, "Stop it. Stop chasing me. We both know you aren't going to catch me. All you can ever do is chase me, so think about it. Why bother?" The bear does stop, and he sits on his haunches and thinks, or seems to think. And then the bear says to me, "I have to chase you. You know that, or you should. And sure, we both know I'll never catch you. So why not give us both a break and just stop thinking about me?" But with that said, he gets back on 4 feet, sticks his long pink tongue out, licks down both sides of his snout. Then he sighs, looks behind himself, then at me, and says, "Okay, ready when you are." A poem by John Martin, Bear in Mind, from his collection Hold This, published by Concrete Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.